Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the RENS 2007 first half results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instruction will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone. Just to remind you all, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Ana Fernandes. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Ana Fernandes, the Investor Relations of REN. We are here to talk about the results of the first semester of the year. I'm here to answer all your questions. You probably saw the presentation we made yesterday, which has the main figures for the first half of the year. As you know, REN had a consolidated first half results of 74.6 million, with revenues of 279.6 million and an adjusted EBITDA of 197.5 million. The breakdown between the two main businesses shows us a turnover of 206 million euros for electricity and for gas of 71.9, and an EBIT of 103.7 for electricity and 29.9 for gas. I would welcome your questions, so I would hand over to you so that you can use your time to pose some questions. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you do have a question at this time, please press the number one on your telephone keypad. To cancel a question, press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number one to register a question or the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while the questions are being registered. Once again, to register a question, that's the number one, hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no question at this time. I will hand the conference back to you, Ana.
Okay. If we have no questions at the time, I can add a few items that we thought were interesting to tell analysts. One is about the CapEx. We have CapEx of 95.6 million euros, 92.97 gas and
electricity.
Electricity, sorry, and 2.6 gas. This amount is slightly smaller than the one for 2006, mainly for some small delays in investment taking place, but it's nothing that worries us, and we should end the year with the amount that we projected. Another thing has to do with that. The average cost of that for the first semester was 4.23%, which is a little bit higher than the one in 2006, mainly due to the rise in interest rates and the fact that our debt is a little higher. To finalize it, you probably saw that we presented adjusted numbers, and the reason for that is that we would like you to see how our accounts were without Galp dividend, since this is a non-recurrent event. Basically, the numbers you have don't take into account Galp dividend that we had last year. Just one more thing. We didn't have the agreement of our auditors because there was still some time for Amaury to say something about the 40.6 million euros of dividend of Galp that we received last year. The time has passed, and probably by the end of this month, the provision will be taken out of our accounts. That's basically what I wanted to say. I don't know if there are questions at this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel a question, press the hash or pound key. Our first question comes from the line of Maria Izquierdo. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name and location.
Hi, this is actually Raimundo Fernandez Cuesta and also Maria Izquierdo from Credit Suisse in London. Good afternoon, Anna. I wanted to ask you a couple of things. Firstly, one thing that was never clear to me is in terms of dividend policy going forward, which the company had talked about certain payout ratios, but it was never clear to me whether this would include the exceptional items such as, for example, this unwinding of the provision on the Amorim litigation with respect to the GALP dividends. So if you can let me know that this is whether this is just on recurring profits or it will include as well this type of, I mean, probably we won't have many of those going forward, but would it include things like the Amorim? And also, how often will the dividend be paid? Because what we had is a series of payments, I guess restructuring dividends before the IPO, and I'm not sure when the normal dividends will be paid and how often, I suppose once a year. But if you can clarify that. And the third question would be related to the electricity revenues, which when I look at my numbers, they looked a bit higher, and I would like to understand what is included there. I think in the statement it's clear how much is coming from the commercial gains. I think it was 16 million, but I don't know what sort of, if you can take us through the deviations, what would be sort of the revenues in line with what the regulator set out and what would be deviations that have taken place during the period to try to understand it, and also recovery from previous deviations so we can understand how that is moving. Thank you.
Okay. When we mentioned dividend payout and dividend policy, it was basically taking into account normal net income of the year, so it had nothing to do with extraordinary dividend. Nothing has been decided about what we're going to do in what respects to the 2007 accounts. But you should think about a dividend policy that is between 50 to 60%, probably more to the 60% bracket. But nothing has been decided on that. Also, nothing has been decided on how many times we're going to pay dividend, if it's once per year or twice. This should be decided in the second semester. Regarding the electricity revenues, I think the commercial gains were a little higher than we had expected. So we were expecting about half of what we had last year for the whole year, and in the first semester we already had 16 million. That's basically why it was a little higher. The tariff deviation, as you can see, we already got about 50 million euros of the tariff deviation that was recovered in the first semester. It's actually 46.8 million. But we can't see how it's going to be in the second semester, even though we're very confident that it's going to be higher than we thought in the beginning of the year. We still have no news regarding the prepayment of the tariff deficit from the hydroland from the hydro plants that EDP is taking for a longer period of time. This has been signed by the two ministers, but it has not been published. So we're still waiting for it to be published. We expect to have news very soon, probably during the month of August or September, and we will get back to you as soon as we have anything new.
Could I ask you, Anna, again, on the with respect to these power stations that or residual value that EDP will retain. I thought that all of that value wouldn't, although it's being paid to REN, but I thought that REN will put that back into the tariffs. So in reality, those amounts, I think it's almost 800 million euros, won't have any impact on REN. It's just a pass through to end user tariffs. So it's not your money, but actually the customer's money. Is that correct?
Well, the thing is, we have this debt in our balance sheet that refers to the tariff deficit. Okay, so we are paying interest on a debt that should be cancelled as soon as we get the money from EDP. The thing is, I think EDP will give the money to the state, and then the state will give the money to REN. We are not sure if we're going to get the full amount, because this has not been decided, or if it has been decided, REN has not been informed of the way it's going to be. So we are paying interest on a debt that shouldn't be ours. So as soon as this debt is cancelled, our costs are going to be lower.
But is this the tariff deficit that is shared between EDP Distribution and you? And
yes. It's several deficits. It's the tariff deficit. It's the hydro land remuneration deficit. And it's the current deficit that has to do with how the tariffs are settled.
Okay. So what you're saying is that once EDP makes that payment, you actually won't be recovering these amounts as expected during 24 years or during 10 years from 2008 onwards, but actually you may recover them earlier.
Yes, that's it.
You don't need to securitize them because they will be already paid for by that payment.
Probably we won't need to securitize it. It depends on the amount that we receive.
Okay.
If we get the full amount, probably we won't need to securitize anything.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, the hash or pound key to cancel. Once again, that's the number 1 to register a question or the hash or pound key to cancel. Anna, we appear to have no further question at this time. I will hand the conference back to you.
Okay. Thank you all for being present at this conference call. As always, we are available to answer your questions, if you have any, after this conference call. And thank you very much for being here. Thanks. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you.